If you asked any CEO how important the web is to their business, the majority will answer very important. As John Kahn writes in his List Apart article, the web is now the digital manifestation of an organisation, critical to marketing and sales, communication, brand and reputation, customer service and support. And this belief, I think, is demonstrated in the amount that most organisations are willing to spend on web technologies. It's not uncommon for organisations to spend tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands, on technology and periodic redesign. Why then is it that most organisations fail to invest in their web teams? If the web is so damn important, surely it needs to be run by experienced, knowledgeable individuals. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting that web teams out there are not knowledgeable or experienced, and I'm not criticising the amazing work they've done. I'm just saying that organisations are not really investing in their teams. Typically, a web team is made up of two types of people. First, there are the designers, developers and copywriters, those kinds of people. These people are often relatively junior and spend a lot of their time doing admin tasks. Now, they know the web back to front and they are knowledgeable about the web, but they're not really strategists. And even if they were, they don't really have the authority to instigate change. Now, the second type of person is the more senior managerial type. Now, these people do have the authority and the experience to implement policy changes across an organisation, but they're not particularly knowledgeable about the web. Also, they're rarely dedicated to the website. Instead, they have responsibilities that span a number of different areas. If organisations are really going to take the web seriously, I think they need to do two things. First of all, they need to appoint someone more senior and more experienced to their web team. They need more experienced individuals on their web team. Individuals that can work strategically on the site and have years of experience in the web. Second, they need to invest in their web teams by ensuring that there's a regular program of training available to keep their skills up to date. There's no shortages of conferences to send people on, and there are even companies like Headscape who provide this program of training for staff. My point here is that investing in technology and the occasional redesign is not enough. A well-considered web strategy has to start and end with the people who implement it.